This is a GRDC podcast.
Recently, decisions around correct lime applications on acid soils have become a whole lot easier with the launch of the iLime Calculator, an easy-to-use but powerful smartphone app that's now freely available to growers and their advisors. The iLime Calculator is a co-investment between GRDC and the West Australian Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. It's easy to use, very, very user-friendly, and can be customised to incorporate your own inputs, so real results you can use. I caught up with Chris Gazy, the Department's Soil Science and Crop Nutrition Portfolio Manager, to get him to give me a guided tour of the app.
Okay, well, this is the front page that we're looking at, and we were challenged to produce an app that would help understand the liming strategies that you might use, and that we had to get an answer out in 6 clicks so that it was usable for farmers. So on the first page here, we set a rainfall zone, and we've got some presets there to choose from. We choose a typical soil type that fits the farming system or the paddock that you've got, a typical rotation, which includes wheat, barley, canola, pastures, lupins. So a choice of those, which will run for 20 years. And then we have two scenarios, and we can set up our choice of generic lime to start with, and we also can include a liming strategy. So that's how much lime and how often.
Okay, let's go through it. Now, I must apologise about the noise in this tent. It's a very windy day here at the field days, so we're doing the best we can here. Let's just go through then. Pick out a scenario which you might like to demonstrate.
Okay, so the first choice is we'll pick a medium rainfall, 325 to 450 millimetres. Soil acidity, we'll just tip a typical WA sand, has a pH of 5.4 in the top 10 centimetres, then 4.3 and 4 as we go down to 30 centimetres. And we'll just pick a typical rotation of wheat, canola, barley, wheat.
Yep.
So that's set our first set of parameters. And then we can go on and do the scenarios.
Okay, let's do a scenario then.
Okay, so I'm going to just choose a generic West Coast lime sand. So it has the sort of average results of the lime sources that we have north of Perth. We'll also, given that sort of pH profile, I'm going to choose a 2 tonne over 10 years in this scenario.
So you can vary the tonnage that you feel you want to put on.
That's right. We provide some generic things, so sort of most popular, most typical sort of tonnages and frequencies of lime, but I guess at this point it's really important to let people know that all of these things, bar the rainfall categories, you can edit and customise to your own situation using soil tests, using your fertiliser, using your expected yields. So you can do your soils, your lime, your strategies, the crops and the construction of rotation. So very customisable once you get familiar with it and once you want to get on and use it. And we find that people are doing that very quickly.
Okay, now I see down the bottom there's a calculate button. So you've put the different scenarios in. What's next?
Okay, so with those different scenarios, what I've done is actually chosen the same lime for the second scenario, and I'm just choosing a lower level of lime. So that's our 6 clicks to set it all up. We click the calculate button and we're presented with a results screen. And the initial thing that comes up from a lot of feedback with growers and consultants is, what has our liming strategy done to yield over the 20 years? So it's all compared to the unlimed. So if we're not liming the profile, we can see a gradual decline of things. It actually gets worse over time as the soil acidifies. And yet when we put our lime sources on, we can see where I put either 2 tonne or 1 tonne, there's a differential response.
You're actually looking to the future and you're seeing, okay, if I lime at this rate, this is what's going to happen to my yield.
That's correct. And also we have the availability to look at what happens to our topsoil pH. And so we see the pH declining where we haven't put any lime on, and increasing slowly in the surface where we have applied lime at different rates, the two scenarios. You can also see that for the different depths. And in this case, we see we haven't had much of an impact below 10 centimetres, which is quite typical on these soils, with a no-till situation and no mixing. that will be another scenario that you could go back and readjust. We have the option of incorporating the lime to 20 or to 30 centimetres. Other charts that are available to people are the trends in aluminium over time, the cash flow on a yearly basis or a cumulative cash flow over time. And you must remember these are calculated with each year being an average year. So we're not doing a seasonal impact on these things. This is each year is an average year for that rainfall zone that we're in.
It looks quite easy to use. You've got your own data there sitting there on your desk, and it's just a matter of selecting the right one.
That's right. You can select the closest defaults that we present, but as I said, you also can, with your own data, modify and adjust and customise all of those parameters to actually fit your own profile. That's something that really came out strongly when we did a lot of pre-testing of the app before we went to development. I think that's very important, that the process that we went through, which has resulted in a very high level of acceptance.
There's been significant efforts made in recent years to encourage a greater take-up of liming strategies amongst growers. In fact, last time I spoke to Chris about that, he told me that those efforts were yielding some positive results.
What we found very pleasingly is that there's a high level of continued soil testing to depth. So a real practice change where we're seeing for every 10 soil samples that are collected of the topsoil for fertiliser use, there's 6 or 7 sites that are collected with the deeper soil testing down to 20 and 30 centimetres in 10 centimetre increments.
What's that saying to you?
Well, it's saying that people are a lot more aware of the situation. They are recognising the value of soil testing to depth. I think it's really important to be able to make the right level of decisions and just understand what is actually happening in the soil below top 10 centimetres.
With that added knowledge and that added adaption, I suppose, of liming down to those levels, are you seeing the results, or are growers seeing the results in yield?
There's two things. With the increased knowledge, we are definitely seeing, and we can watch the trends in lime use increasing. We've been sitting up at about 1.5 to 1.3 million tonnes over the last few years. So that's definitely a sustained increase that we're observing. I guess the other thing where people are seeing deeper acidity, they are doing some tillage, some incorporation practices, and we're seeing multiple benefits of that, treating multiple constraints that exist at the same time. So incorporating of lime, deep tillage is mixing in non-wetting topsoil or water-repellent topsoil. We're eliminating compaction at the same time. So we are seeing multiple benefits of just addressing some of these soil constraints issues that we've been working on through the GRDC and through deep herd projects.
Is the job done then in terms of adoption of liming strategy?
I think there's great awareness, but our figures show that there are also many people that are not yet addressing acidity adequately. So while we're on the right direction, I don't think the job's done in terms of the broader full adoption and full treatment of acidity, which continues to be a significant constraint in our farming systems. I guess we would like to see people just continue to address it and observe and work out. Our projects are now looking at how can we best help people to use different strategies or combinations of strategies to both ameliorate those constraints but also to prolong the benefits that we're creating. So controlled traffic is an obvious thing that needs to be included in that system, so we're not driving over soil that we've loosened and improved.
Do you find that some growers may have a liming strategy but it may not be the correct liming strategy for their country?
Some growers are perhaps still using the old 1 tonne every 10 years, and we have to remember that now is heading for 30-year-old sort of recommendations, and we've seen a marked increase and a marked change in our farming system, increase in yield, so we've got an increase in acidification. That 1 tonne every 10 years hasn't been enough over that 25, 30 years, so there is still catch-up there. So for farmers that are on top and of their pH profiles, they're doing the right thing and have reached a maintenance level, they sit in the top 25% of farmers almost exclusively.
Well, this app, it looks very, very easy to use. There's pretty much no excuse now in terms of not knowing what you need to do.
That's right. And look, I encourage anybody to download it just from the Apple Store or from the Google Play Store. It's a free download. Just search for iLime and you will find it and just can download it and have a go with it. We'd love to hear from people on their feedback. There's a dedicated email address that we will be receiving feedback and comments and improvements.
Chris Gazy, who is the Soil Science and Crop Nutrition Portfolio Manager with the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. And my name is Chris Brown.